Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yale Brofs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and that's Ben over there, Ben Madelker. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. What's up?
How you doing, sweet guy?
I don't even know. I don't even know how I'm doing anymore because we just had a long weekend, and I'm not sure my brain still works. Like, I'm like trying to crank it up to speed, and I don't know the words that I'm going to say. I don't know if my jokes are going to be funny. I don't know if my sentences will have periods and commas. We're just going to see.
We're just basically one long Joe Gorga post.
A run-on sentence, which Bethany does not like.
Periods and commas, right? One right after the other. Mm-hmm. We're not going to really know. Yeah, it's amazing how you get some rest, and then you just turn into a fucking moron.
Yeah. Rest is not good. It's not good, it turns out. You think that rest, yeah, you actually get recharged.
Rest is not good.
I don't know what happened this weekend. Terrible. So we are...
I'll tell you what happened. A lot of pizza happened, okay? Mm. When I have this much time to reflect, it's like I realize how shallow I am, okay? And also how crazy I am. I go from pizza, then like straight to the apology phase to myself. It's like the guilt. And then like the tomorrow's going to be different. And then the going on Reddit and getting healthy recipes. And then the next day being like, you know that you're going to say fuck all that today and get a pizza. Yeah. Like I don't even wake up trying to pretend anymore. I'm like, I'm just like fully enjoying the addiction process. Yeah. And then I'm going crazy. I'm thinking animals are talking to me. There's this lizard who keeps coming on my screen. Every day around the same time, like every day. And then I go up to look at him and he turns his head, looks at me, and I'm like, wow, does this lizard like me? Is he my friend now?
Does he like you like that? Like, does he like you?
Ew. But yeah,
the heart wants what the heart wants.
You know, do I have friends now in Texas? Like, is a lizard my friend because I haven't seen my friends in this long? This is what's happening to me? Like, what's up? Basically, days off are not good for me.
No, they're not good for me either. I have currently a caterpillar that is totally violating my oregano plant named Nilu, from Top Chef. And so that's like, I'm obsessing over that. And then I'm just like losing. I got fat shamed. Did I tell you about this? I didn't tell you about this because it happened in my dream last night. I got fat shamed in my dream.
I was going to say that wouldn't happen in real life because you're not fat. Okay.
Well, in my dream, someone came up to me and goes, Ben, wow, you got really big. And so I woke up feeling like it really happened. You know when like the emotions carry over into the next day? So I woke up this morning like all sad and embarrassed, you know? And I'm like, I know it didn't really happen, but it really feels like it happened. So, but you know, I'm actually very motivated to get into shape right now because I went crazy over the weekend with the eating. And actually, I do want to do some self-promotion here, which is that I wrote another Peloton article for The Dip. And this time I recapped a ride with this woman named Leanne Hainsby, which she's like this, she's this British instructor on Peloton who just doesn't know how to banter on the, so she just gets there and she cycles and they clearly have like just generic facts about the music. So she'll say, this song was number 3. I love that. Like, okay. And at one point she goes, this song by Shania Twain, released in 1997 and then released globally in 1999. And then she shakes her head like, wow. And I'm like, okay, so it had a global release 2 years later? Like, why are you reciting this to me? She's
fascinated by dates.
She is.
Wow, it's a date. It's a date that something happened. Look at that.
She like doesn't know what to do. Like, there's all these awkward silences. And at one point, there was one awkward silence where... like Breakfast at Tiffany's came on, you know, the song, not a reference to Roni. And she's like, oh, this song. And then she just pedals silently because she doesn't know what to do. And then she just goes, I love these moments. I'm like, what moment is this? This is not a moment. This is me dying on a bicycle, you crazy lady.
So wait, why were you guys pedaling to Moon River?
No, you know, that's, you know, that song. I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? And she said, I think I remember the film. And I said, right away, let's ride the Peloton. And she said, okay, but then I'm going to have a snack. You know that song?
Yeah.
Well, Leanne Hainsby loves it.
It does make me feel better that it's not Moon River. I was like, wow, finally a class I could go to. It's like, Moon River!
Could you imagine?
Just like pedaling a nice, you know, a nice slow pedal down the road.
So anyway, so that article is out on thedip.com. That's D-I-P-P, thedippp.com. So check that out if you're inclined, because I had a really fun time writing that recap. So it's a bit of self-promotion. And then also, before we get into our Shaw's A Sunset recap, our bonus episode on Patreon this week is going to be kind of like a Bravo mashup. We're going to kind of just catch up on stuff. We are going to talk about Top Chef, Below Deck, and Married to Medicine in our bonus. We're just going to do a big old catch-up. I spent yesterday catching up on Married to Medicine. I was going to start Mayor of Easttown, but instead watch Mayor of Medicine. And so we'll be discussing that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Everybody. So come to that. So for now, we've got the Shaw's A Sunset still in Palm Springs. And Mike has just had a fit because Reza brought up at dinner that he doesn't want to hear about Mike's door. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Let's all talk about it. Yeah. Which gets, of course, Destiny talking about it, and then Mike freaking out, and then Gigi telling Mike maybe he should just be Polly because that's what she is. I mean, Gigi's like that girl who hasn't had a drink for one day and is calling everyone around her an alcoholic. It's like, I'm doing it, so can you.
Yeah, she is actually a new member of Polyton, and she is going around and telling everyone about it. No, she is doing that thing. It's like, oh, have you done P90X? You have to do P90X. She's like that, but for being Polly, you know?
Yeah, a Polyton. I like that.
One Polyton.
Yeah. As you pass, you just like give a little beat to all the different people you fucked along the way.
When you're sitting there with your three partners, you just hold hands and say, I love these moments. Shania Twain.
Was this recorded in 1989? It was. It wasn't. Uh-oh, it's a Polyton fight.
It's the morning. The whole place is a mess. And Nima's in bed, which is exciting for about no one. And then London's brushing her teeth. Everyone's just waking up. We get our obligatory Mike shirtless in the bathroom shot. And him saying, so much to be grateful for. So much to be grateful for. I'm like, there are things to be grateful for, but maybe not this image for us.
Yeah, Mike just stressing in the bathroom. Put on your clothes. Oh, I was on the wrong Shaw's, and I was like, wow, why is he in the car with Nima again? I was on my wrong nits.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see here. Sorry. Okay. I was just online earlier, and someone was like, why is it Bed Bath & Beyond? What's the place you rent a room? Airbnb. They're like, these hidden charges. It was like this whole thread about how Airbnb tells you one price, but then they've got the cleaning fee and the this fee and the that fee and the government fee and all these fees. And they were having a fit. You want to know why you have extra fees? People like this who rent these houses. Okay. Yes. We open and this house is just trashed already. There's solo cups turned over everywhere. Open food all over the place. People like these. That's why Airbnb has to charge you so much. You have to be ready to remodel the whole damn property once these pigs leave.
Yeah, the bug infestations alone, just from having all that food out, you know? Yeah. And let's not overlook. And we all know that Frank Sinatra shat everywhere, okay? Because Destiny is still trying to make Frank Sinatra happen. She's like, Frank Sinatra! Frank Sinatra! And you see this dog trying to, like, you know, running to her, hoping it's going to be euthanized or something, be put out of this misery.
Like the Jessica Tandy of dogs, just like tottering around.
Befriending little aliens.
Just tottering around all over, not knowing where it is. Yeah, so Mike and Natal, so much to be grateful for. Don't let it get you down. Let it get you hard. So then we go to Destiny, Reza, and Gigi outside talking. And Destiny's like, you guys, I have been like seriously chillin' by the pool, you guys. Like, chill vibes. Chillin' vibes and lily.
Kicking it by the pool.
Get rid of her.
3 in the morning.
These people don't even like to be around her. Every time she comes up, they're like, oh, God.
Yeah, seriously. And I mean, and then Gigi's telling us that she was up all night trying to wipe her makeup off with feminine wipes. And we, I'm just like, as this episode's opening, I'm thinking, is the run over? Are our super entertaining Shaw's episodes over? What is happening at the start of this episode? But no, don't worry, it's still a really good episode.
that's just so Shaw's, though. It opens with talking about wiping your face off with douche wipes.
Yeah.
And also, then, like, that's never happened with Gigi, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So then they talk about that for a while, and Reza's standing around in his little Speedo undies, which, you know, there's just so much that we don't need.
Yeah. You know, you got to appreciate the body positivity, though. You got to appreciate it, right?
You know what? Be positive about your own body. I don't have to be positive about it. Get it out of here, okay?
So then they all of a sudden, Gigi and Reza become very adamant about a jasmine-scented object. Like, oh, Destiny, you love jasmine, don't you? Destiny, you have to drink the jasmine. And they all of a sudden...
I love jasmine. Oh, you got to drink this. Like jazz.
Jasmine.
Chilling by the pool, jazz-jazzled.
Oh, I got this jasmine bitch thing that you got to smell, bitch. Jasmine be like, smell me.
So he gives her this little vial to sniff, and it's really something disgusting. That's not jasmine at all. He's like, this is what I do. This is what I sniff so I don't have to eat anything. If I want to eat, I just smell this. I made her smell something funny.
And it was a little vial of liquid ass, which Reza, you know... He tormented his castmates with when he sprayed it all over the bus a few seasons ago. And I actually often think about that moment, about how mad I would be if he ever did that to me. Like, that's just, it's like unacceptable to me. The only time that's acceptable is if you're doing it to Carrie on Dallas and at an Airbnb. So then we get to more footage of Mike looking at himself in the mirror, which is great. And he puts on some shorts that are really short. And so they're just joking about how Mike is wearing really short shorts, you know, and that's like hilarious to them.
Yeah. Reza's like, your nighttime PJ outfit was very right wing. It was like very conservative right wing. Oh, yeah. Like your father-in-law. Yeah. But today's outfit is very like liberal left. It's like RBG Kamala like vibes.
I'm like, there was nothing about Mike's outfit the night before, though. That was, like, right-wing. You know, like, as far as I could tell, there was no, like, buffalo mask on his head or something, you know? Like, I didn't see any body paint, right?
Yeah, so he's like, why are you guys being so nice to me, you know? He's like, you know what? I can't let things... Look what I've learned, guys. I can't let things get to me like last night because, unfortunately, I've made some monumental mistakes. We all have. Don't worry. We all have. But now that's how I'm labeled. Like, that's the guy I am. And I just don't like being labeled. Listen, poison is labeled poison, so nobody swallows it.
Yeah.
Okay? You are properly labeled.
Yes. We've done a lot of testing.
No mislabeling going on here. You earned that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You really did. And Gigi tries to reason with him. And she's like, listen, let me tell you, as a poly person, okay, you might have changed, but all we're getting is the same story, and it, like, always matches, so it's hard not to believe that. Listen, just poly person speaking to non-poly person, okay?
He's like, yeah, but, you know, it's really hard for me to shed that foreskin. You know what I'm saying? She's like, but just be poly, okay? Because, like... You know, I'm poly, so you should be poly. He's like, oh, my God. She's like, listen, you think you want to be with your girl, but you have feelings for all these other women. He's like, why are we having this conversation when you know me? You know me.
She's like, I do. Yeah. That's why I'm saying this. That's why I'm saying this. And you should be lucky, because since I am poly now, you could have been hearing it from four different people that were, I could all claim as being my significant other, so you couldn't say anything bad about them. And so she goes,
yes.
Okay. So she goes, I think you need to have like one main, and then you should also have your sides, which we know he's not going to like, because it's Shah's a sunset, and on Shah's a sunset, you always have three mains and then several sides.
Yeah, this is not an appetizer ordering group. This is like main. They mains order the mains as the appetizers. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that her putting it in, you know, food terms didn't like totally get him on her side. Because even right. I was like, oh, you know what? I love sides. You're right. I'm poly too. Yes. Yeah. Mac and cheese and French fries. Both. Why not?
Have your cream spinach. Why not?
I'm polycarburous.
Polyton, new Polyton member. So then Mike is like, he's like, Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? You say I can have a mane and sides also? Well, guess what? I can think you're a fit mother, and then I saw you, and then I can change my mind, you know? And so, which I'm surprised she didn't lose her mind at that. Like, actually, Gigi has shown growth, because any other season, Gigi would have literally found some flowers and smacked them upside the head with them.
Yeah, I don't see that Gigi's... I mean, I see that she's calmed down. She hasn't... Yeah. You know, it's like people like Gigi. It's like she didn't stab anybody today, so everybody gives her a fucking gold medal.
Well, okay? I'm not Gigi's giving her a gold medal. I'm just saying that there was... I'm surprised she didn't, you know, assault him.
Mm. Me too. But also, you know, just like we all think that Mike's a total hoe bag and untrustworthy, we all thought Gigi would be an unfit mother. Like, is there anyone on earth who is like, oh, wow, Gigi's going to be a mother? That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So, yeah, she doesn't get mad. And it is a low blow of him.
It is.
And she's like, oh, and now you're taking jabs? You know what? Put a muzzle on your bitch then, because I don't want to be contacted by your bitch anymore. He's like, how dare you? I'm out. She's not my bitch. How could you call her a bitch?
She's not a bitch. She's my girl. My girl who I send inappropriate text messages to other girls behind her back. You know? Like, how dare you disrespect her? How dare you disrespect her? Don't look at my phone. How dare you disrespect my girl?
Yeah. And she's like, you know, it's so typical of Mike to divert the conversation. You don't think I'd be a fit mother? Well, I didn't think you'd be a fit boyfriend. Guess what? You're both probably right. Okay. I'm just going to put that out there.
So then Mike goes up to Reza and he goes, let me ask you something. And by the way, this is Mike who literally just said, I don't want to let situations get the best of me. He literally just said that like 30 seconds ago. He goes, Reza, let me ask you something. The person that's friends with everybody, if I called your husband a bitch, if I did that, and he goes, you did. He goes, I did? He goes, yes, you cussed him out at the pool party. And then we see a flashback of... you know, of the pool party last year where Mike, he didn't actually call Adam a bitch. He just said, like, shut your fucking mouth or something like that. But, you know, Adam was like, oh, my God, restraining order.
He did. He said, I'm going to slap the shit out of this bitch.
Oh,
he's like, hey, who the fuck do you think you're talking to? You're talking to a woman. So, you know, in that situation, he was right to be calling Adam a bitch, because Adam was being a little bitch and he was being a little bitch to a woman and like embarrassing her in public and supporting Reza during that whole like you've had 10 abortion things and your uterus has exploded. So yes, Reza, he did call your boyfriend a bitch and your boyfriend was a little bitch.
Thank you for clarifying, because I must have misheard or wasn't paying full attention to that flashback. So it actually makes me feel really good. but I also like that Mike is like, I never said that. So then Mike is now Gigi's back in the mix, because they're all sort of like walking around this Airbnb, like walking through sticky Mountain Dew on the floor, etc. And he's like, Gigi, you called my girlfriend a bitch. You called my girlfriend a bitch. And she's like, but you came at me first. You said I'd be an unfit mother, which is true. Like he's so victimized when he was the one who totally went really nasty at Gigi when she was just trying to level with him.
Yeah, but she was the one calling him out on TV for cheating, which he did do.
Which he did.
But yeah, it's like, that's the show. It's like you're always trying to pin the tail on the donkey. But you know what? There's too many donkeys.
too many tails and too many donkeys. Okay.
Yeah.
Pin the weave on the donkey.
It's too hard to choose. Oh, so, you know, she's like, I'm the only person who had your back. You know, no, you don't. And also, I don't think that his thing is poly. I mean, poly's where you want to be kind of in a relationship with a bunch of different people, right?
He would hate that
because part of what he does is like just low down and dirty cheating and lying. You know, that's like the addiction. It's like crime committing. You know, it's like, can I get away with it?
He just wants to hook up. He wants to hook up, which is different than poly. Poly is being in a like a real, real relationship, and it's like you're all part. I think that would be a nightmare for him to have like a second Paulina. that is like he already can't commit to one person. Two is not going to help it at all. Okay, so Reza is like, you know what, Mike does have a reputation. He loves attention, and he loves dick sucking and photos from women so he can jack off in moments where his tank is low. Like, why doesn't he just get it from one lady? Bitch be like, give him the dick sucking attention, bitch.
Wasn't your boyfriend just having nude game parties while you were out of town, like, last season? You fucking hypocrite.
I don't play Jenga, so it makes sense.
So then Reza and MJ are talking, and Reza's like, if I could give you a number on a scale of 1 to 10 of how many fucks I give about this bullshit. And he's like 13. Overly mad about it, which is weird, because he's also the one who brought it up. Like, none of this would really have ever happened without Reza, right? So MJ, who is now, you remember when MJ came to the crappies?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, we don't talk anymore. And I said, I'm not believing your ass. Don't even try, because in 2 seconds, you're going to be friends with Reza and like sitting there having the, and here they are. You know, and I know it's a reality show. It's not like you have to be psychic to guess that. But still, I just kept thinking about it during this scene, because now she's like, yeah, well, listen, you know, he came to dinner and then the whole time he was telling me and Tommy this whole convoluted story. Be nice to Reza, be friends, but stay the hell away. What are you doing? You know, it's like Paulina. Like, how many times are you going to walk into this same fire? Well, good.
She knows what she's doing. She's giving this information to Reza because she knows that Reza's going to run with it and be crazy, you know? So, Reza's like, Paulina sent us screen grabs and they were like from Instagram or things where like you have to be friends with someone. And it's like, he is that much of a victim spinner that he can sit there before you and Tommy and tell a story that involves anyone other than Mike. Where is the, like, where's the thing that you do, player? I love Reza getting mad that Mike is a victim spinner when in about 2 seconds, we're going to see him crying that Mike got to go to MJ's house before him. And like, it's like,
the show. So MJ's like, well, Paulina's coming, so, you know, I think it would be more respectful to wait for her to all talk about this so she can speak up for herself, which is hilarious. It's like, we're friends again. Let's start this shit properly, right?
Yeah.
So Reza's like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to. You know, if it's some sort of way that Paulina texted us. Because now Mike is there. He's like, listen, I don't want to be in a bad place. He's like, it is your messy ass. You tell your girl to lose my number. I do not want to know shit about your life.
You know what? We're done talking. We're done talking, okay? I'm going to build another building, okay? Tell Adam to send me the plans for that Jenga tower, okay? That's what I'm going to build. So then Reza's like, I don't want to hear anything that doesn't start with Mike fucked up. So then Paulina arrives, sort of Jill Zarin-esque, like, hi. And Reza's like, you can talk about being my brother, but that's not how you show up. That's not how you show up. Like, what is Reza talking about? Okay. Mike obviously lied. And you're saying you can't say
on a scale of 1 to 10, let me tell you how much I care about this relationship.
And yet you're ranting and ranting and ranting about this.
Yeah. Mike goes up to Paulina and he's like, I'm going through some shit here. You okay? You okay? Okay. Thanks for bringing the pies. Now go away, basically. So she goes into the kitchen and she's hugging everybody. London's like, oh my God, I hear you're a loving, nurturing Cancer.
Not to be confused with Reza, who's a loving, nurturing Cancer on this group. So lovely to meet you.
So she's like, hi. Just like hugging everybody. And MJ's like, yeah. MJ's like, let me go check on Reza. So she goes in there and Reza's like, this fool is making problems across the board and I don't care what stories he wants to tell. This inconsiderate. I don't need him to make a problems in an already fraught situation. He was there telling lies in a house I haven't even visited.
It's a situation that's already dire. Was your kid there when he was having dinner? Was he there?
And he's like, he was asleep.
You have a restraining order against Tommy.
And idiot. Also, why are you crying? What happened? Why are you crying right now? Nothing happened. Like, you're literally crying. And he's like, I wanted to like connect with you and make sure we are all good over here, you know? And like,
and then MJ's like, well, I want to tell you in my heart right now, over the last year, our distance, the pain sits on top of that distance. And that distance sits on top of a restraining order. And very, like, more than I'd like to admit, I laugh less. And I feel like life was just so sweet and full of so much joy and
less restraining orders beforehand. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, he's all mad because now she's friends with Mike, which pisses him off. Mm-hmm. And he's not being, you know, she's not sticking up for him and he's not involved in all these moments. That's all your fault, dude. Yeah. Like, it's all your fault. He's so ridiculous. It's amazing that this show can come back. You can kind of be like, okay, last year was really toxic. Let's just start over. Give everybody a new chance. And it's already this infuriating. It's like episode 3.
And Reza is like, he's just this like all these tears and his hands, you know, his hands do this thing when he's like really making himself the victim where it looks like he is patting down invisible balloons, you know, it looks like little balloons are trying to rise up to the ceiling and he's just patting them down. And he's like, you don't understand. I haven't been to your house. Patting down a balloon, patting down a balloon, patting down a balloon.
He's the worst.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now it's polo day. They're going to go play polo. Mm. And their friend Sunny is coming.
Yeah. And I was like, I feel like I recognize this woman. Is this that woman that when they all went to that restaurant that used to be on Sunset called like Shy? It was like XAI. It's like Awful Hookah Lounge. I was like, was she from that scene? And it was. And I was like, how is that in my mind? Like, I can't keep certain things in my mind, certain really important pieces of information about my finances, about life, childhood memories, treasured stories. And yet I can remember Sunny went with MJ and Gigi to Shy on Sunset and they got into a fight. How is that what stays in my mind?
I didn't remember this at all. I mean, they showed the scene of that and I was like, huh?
I think it was from season one or two. Yeah.
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 Sometimes early onset Alzheimer's or whatever I have is good. Mm. It's good when it comes to Shaw's memories. I feel like if I held all of these seasons in my brain, I would just be having nervous breakdowns.
Well, they do become like a mush in between, like the middle seasons of Shaw's are kind of like a weird flow where it was like these people. I feel like ever since Lily Golichi, it's been kind of this strange flow of faces and people. You had Bobby and Antifa, and you also had Shervin, and there was the Sarah last year, you know, all those people that you're like, who, what? Well, not Shervin. Sorry. Yeah. Shervin is special, and he's not part of the haze. Shervin is special.
Yeah. So Reza explains who Sunny is to us. He's like, Sunny is the best in the business, the ultimate Iranian event planner. I was like, ouch, are you turning on Destiny already?
I was like, she's right there, Reza.
I know, jeez.
Also, Paulina needs nipple covers, and Nima's being like very annoying this episode. He's just like, he seems to think that more people seem to care about his relationship with Gigi than they really do, because when Paulina needs nipple covers and then someone says, oh, maybe Neba, can you ask Gigi for them? He goes, ha, ha, I mean, Gigi and I, we haven't talked for a while. I mean, last time we hung out, we made out in a hot tub. Like, and I'm going to be like, got any nipple stickers? Am I right, everyone? Am I right? I think we're all laughing about this, right? Right? It's like, no, yeah. No one's laughing. No one cares.
Yeah, no one cares. So then Gigi and Sunny are talking babies. Sunny's like, wow, so you had a baby. So they let you do that. That's amazing. There's no laws against. Oh, well, good for you. Good for you. Yeah. And then we see a clip where Sunny and Gigi got in a fight.
Yeah.
Which I don't really understand. What was the fight?
It was years ago. I just remember where it was just, you know, it was a typical Gigi fight. Also, Ronnie, you did sort of skip over something really important, which is that when we found out that they were going to polo, you skipped over the part where Reza went, polo, 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 polo.
It sounds like Polona, who is the girl who is being cheated on by Mike. I don't want to talk about it.
A bunch of Persians and horses? Yes! Polo! Polo! Do you know who my favorite actress is? Her name is Terry Polo! Polo! Bitch!
Bitch! So, Gigi and Sunny have this talk about motherhood. It's like, it's that thing where people are kind of newly mothers and they're like, we have to be nice now, right? We're mothers. So they're like, wow, I'm a mother. You're a mother? Wow. We're mothers.
Sunny looks deeply bored by the entire thing, as the rest of us are. But she's kind of like, why am I talking to this monster?
Yeah. So Gigi tells her that she used a donor. And Sunny's like, well, you know, that's sometimes the easiest way. And Gigi's like, no, it's a selfish reason, really, because, like, it could be perceived as selfish, but, like, it's because of my inability to be in a relationship, you know? I chose not to give my son a father because, like, I can't. And she's like, yeah, but maybe you just couldn't then, but you might change your life now that you have a child because that makes you a better person. So maybe a child will make you a better person, and then you can be good enough to find a man.
It's always important that children are brought into this world to serve that purpose, you know? Like, that's really good. Also, yeah. I really appreciate Gigi making herself a victim of the pregnancy that she voluntarily embarked on. Like, I don't understand. Like, she's like, already, like, she's already, like, a victim to her own child. Like, in the sense, like, she's like, he's going to grow up and he's going to resent me and say that I'm selfish. I'm like, well, yes, because you are in general. But, like, are you, like, what? I felt like she was trying to get sympathy for a situation that she, like, a perfectly fine and normal situation that she decided to pursue. Like, okay, you decided to become a mom on your own, that's great. why are you trying to make us feel like, oh no, her child
I'm
hates
a
her.
Single mother. I've always been a single mother my whole life.
Yeah, there is a your little bit of that. You. And she doesn't have anything to worry about. I mean, maybe you didn't have a partner, but you have your parents and your sister. Like,
yeah.
You basically got a village, and it's a very rich village, okay?
It's a very rich and patient village.
Yeah, it's a rich, patient village who's, you know, probably been stabbed multiple times and still loves you, okay? It's a village you can afford to refill those gigantic candy vases.
Yeah. And there's a cat and a dog. So,
and a Rottweiler.
So now everyone's heading off to, now they go off to Polo, and there's like no air conditioning in the van. And so, of course, Gigi starts to freak out because if there's an occasion to do so, she will. And she's like, and she needs air conditioning. And Reza's like, I love traveling with Persians. Ah! So
it's so crazy. Like, white people, they don't give care about no air conditioning, okay? Like, that is so white to, like, not even care about air conditioning. But to need air conditioning, that's so Persian.
And so Gigi starts climbing over the seat. She's like, I'm feeling very stuck right now. I'm feeling very stuck. I'm very stuck. I can't breathe. Bitch be like climbing to the next row. And I'll be like, bitch, you're leaving me here alone? Like, bitch, like, what is going on with you, bitch?
Also, Sunny is talking to the party planners back at home, and she's like, okay, here's what I want. I want a table full of stuff, but then I need the chairs zigzagged so it's socially distanced. Oh, okay.
Oh, now.
And then
now
we cut to them all crammed, smashed together in the
sardines
in the
and like sweating and getting, you know, molecules everywhere.
That says so much about the last year in this country. It really does.
I know. It really,
that pretty
it really
much
does.
Sums it up.
It's a great reminder that everyone should get vaccinated. It really is. So Reza, they get to the Polo place, and Reza's like, wow, this place is beautiful. Wow. So they go up and they meet this like group of Polo instructors who I love, and I would love to, I want them to have their own web series on bravotv.com because I just I was into them. There's pretty much just like an older lady named Connie, right? And then like other ladies and then a guy, and they just were kind of cheery, but you know, they talk so much shit and get drunk when everyone leaves.
Yeah. Or they're drunk right now. Nobody yeah. really knows. Cause MJ's like, I was really like loving my shoes, but I'm not comfortable. Like, I don't have boots. And the lady's like, I got some nines for you, honey. She's like, oh, okay. Connie, the Polo instructor, is like, okay. And guess who else is here? Angel. Our number one player. Okay. Angel, take a bow, little guy. Take a bow.
He's the Michael Jordan of this square mile radius. So anyway, you guys, okay, I'm going to select your horses based on your riding ability. Okay, one-timer, step forward. Mike, no, you are in the two-timers category. Hey-yo! Hey-yo, high five. Anyone? Angel? Angel?
All right, Paulina, heard about you. Just lay down and let everybody trample all over you, all right, hon? That's going to be your job today.
So, yeah, so they're asking like the different experience levels, and Destiny says that she's like, I rode for 2 years when I was a kid, chillalalain with the horses. And then Reza's like, and if the right stallion knocks on your door, you know, bitch be like riding more horses, man.
Bitch be like. So then Connie's showing them how to use the mallet, and MJ's like, yeah, I gotta change my shoes. So she goes over there with another lady, and the lady can't pull her shoes off. So she's like, just push your foot on my ass. I'm pushing my ass with it.
I know. It was so good. It was so good. And like, it just would not come off. Like, come on, here we go. So now that most of them are on the horses, so Reza, Paulina, and Mike are not. Mike, who is not on a horse or doing anything, his shirt is soaked through with sweat. Like, it is soaked, you know? I guess there really was no air conditioning in that van. So then...
Springs, you're sweating no matter what. I guess that you go there to die because when you're that old is the only time you can stand it, you know? Because you're always cold when you're older. Yeah. So I guess that's the reason people go there when you're old, because that I can't take that place. It's too much. London is that kind of friend who just walks around being, you know, a fucking hang in there cat poster about every moment in life.
Yeah.
Where she's like, I'm a life therapist, so here's what I have to say about this. This is a new life experience that is going to expand our life.
A new life experience is opening a new bottle of wine. Thanks, Nima.
So then Nima is like, holy shit, I'm a polo lounge Beverly Hills kind of guy. I have skinny pants on. I can't with this. I can't.
Hey, Nima, stop being awkward on the horse. Stop being awkward. Oh, you know what? I'm going to lead Nima's horse. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, I'm taking the horse. Okay, Nima, we're going to go a little faster now. Mike? Do not run. Do not run, bro. Bro, Mike, my dude, Mike, bro, don't run. Bro, dude, bro, Mike.
Bro, dude, bro, dude, don't run. It's a horse. I'm like, it's Mike. How fast do you think it's going to go? Calm down.
The horse is leading Mike at this point. So
Paulina is just watching this, like Paulina, you know, just like resting Paulina face. Just like... It's like, is she alive? Like, someone want to take a pulse?
Yeah.
So Reza comes over and fuddles around at the bar. And he's like, oh, look, it's Paulina. Paulina, I just want to tell you that I know you guys went to Tommy's. And I swear to you, I do not care about the text or the emails or the WhatsApp or whatever. I just care that you make him happy. So please take him to therapy and keep him happy. Because we have to validate Paulina's feelings. Because she's the first one to say, bitch, no, you better step up. So my goal is to make sure she does not go away.
I'm like, what? I don't believe anything that he's saying. I don't know what his end game is. I don't know why he wants Mike to be with Paulina. Maybe just so that way they can torture Mike some more about his infidelities. But I don't believe it. Like, his reasoning didn't even make sense. Like, she's the first one to say, this isn't everybody else, it's you, player. I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. But Mike notices.
The first one we saw to say that was Jessica, who you also befriended to get dirt out of her and use against Mike.
Yeah.
And then dump her the second you didn't need her anymore.
So then Mike and Mike sees Paulina with Reza and he realizes this is dangerous. He's like, Paulina. And then he's like, Paulina is like a beautiful deer, you know, a beautiful deer that you kind of want to fuck, but you kind of want to fuck other deer instead too. But like, you lie to the first deer and you're like, no, you're my favorite deer, you know? And then you're like,
is this deer even alive? But then you realize it's just a head that's nailed to a wall. And you're like, I was just trying to fuck this dead deer. Oh my God.
Because that deer met with Reza, and Reza's like that alligator that's crawling in the grass. And like, before you know it, like, you know, the alligator is like texting with the deer. And then you're like, why does my deer have a cell phone? And then you say, alligator, like, you're my bro, alligator, but like, you don't know this deer. You know, that's what it's like.
Before you know it, you're being deep throated by a pelican. Like, what is this? What is this forest you're living in, sir?
I know. into the woods, we fuck. So
everybody, he sees them, he's freaking out. Paulina!
Sounds like a movie running from the 90s. Paulina.
And he's like running over there. And he's like, that sneaky motherfucker. So he marches up to them. And he's like, Paulina, Paulina. Oh, here I am at the bar. I'm just going to move some cups around. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, move the cup. Oh, look, Paulina. Well, here's what I wanted to tell you. I want to move a cup. I'll move a cup over there. Oh, look at that.
I like that he's mad at Reza, saying that Reza's the sneaky motherfucker, when he was the one who just, like, left her with it. Like, Reza, sneaky would be if Reza actually snuck up to Paulina and dragged her away to talk to her. But, like, the three of them were there, and Mike went off to walk around with a horse. Like, it's, there's nothing sneaky about that. It's just, it's oh, just yeah, proximity.
It's still Reza. It's still totally Reza. And he was about to work his magic. I agree with Mike, but Mike has no chill, you know? He runs over there screaming, and then he's like, oh, just, you know, doing nothing over here at the bar. And so he goes, do you guys want some more beer? And Reza goes, pardon me! And then it's just silent.
I noticed that when he said pardon
Reza
me.
Knows, Reza knows what Mike's doing, and he's yeah. pissed. And Mike knows what Reza's doing, and he's pissed. And Paulina, I don't even know if Paulina's still alive at this point. Paulina could have died 5 minutes ago. Nobody knows.
I feel like she was practicing a TikTok dance in her head, like just going over the moves.
She's like, was it the elbow bumps before the twerk?
How did it go? So now everyone on the field is still they're learning how to hit the polo balls. It's a shame that Mr. Thomas Ravenel wasn't there to teach them the ins and outs of polo. But
Connie's like, well, if you guys can hit the ball 5 times, you are a hero. And London goes, you know what I feel like? I feel like a very powerful version of me. Okay. If that horse could understand English, I just hope that it would have bucked her off.
The horse is like the horse is like, why am I wearing a blazer now? So then Nima's like, I think Persians are more into horse power than horses. Get it, my bro man, bro dude, because sports cars. And then speaking of which, in comes a small penis mobile, a Ferrari just like in the most showy, ridiculous way arrives. And normally I would just be rolling my eyes, but we just already know it's Shervin. And it gets like a whole like guitar saying like, and I'm it's like, so it's so Shervin, but I love Shervin that I just allow him to have this ridiculous display of masculinity.
Yeah. He's like, say whatever you want about me. I'm rich. I'm rich as fuck.
Because Shervin always, he's like, oh, sports car. Hey, guys. How's it going, guys? What up, guys?
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, guys.
Ferrari comes in driven by an area rug who turns out to be Shervin. And MJ runs up to him and, like, tries to get him first, you know, to gossip with the new person. And Gigi is just looking furious. Okay, Gigi. You have a problem with literally every single person on this show, except for Reza and Destiny.
Yeah.
I'm sure you hate Destiny. And Reza, you're just keeping to be on your side for now. I think it might not be everyone else's problem. And I have a problem with everybody on this show. But I think it might be you, Gigi.
Yeah. Okay. She's like, you know, we had a falling out over a business deal a few years ago. And, like, it hurts my feelings to, you know, the most to see him and not to be able to yell, poops. I'm like, listen, you can still yell at poop on this show. I think it's okay.
Yeah, and it will be accurate. Proper name. It could be accurate, like literally whatever scene you're in. Also, what was their business? Was this the weed thing?
I think it was the Wusaw. Well, I thought Nima was involved in that, but I think it was the Wusaw thing, and that, I don't know, like, who'd have thought? Who'd have thought that would have gone bad with Gigi's great Shark Tank idea?
Well, I'm sure that he probably ended up doing all the work. That's my guess. Yeah. We don't know yet.
And it's his money. So now we all go back to the house, and Destiny is like, Frankie, come on, chalalalala with me in the hot tub, Frankie.
And then Frankie finally waddles in there, and she's like, oh, hi. She's just like picking out a bathing suit. Poor Frankie's like, what the fuck do you want? Why are you always calling me in here to give me nothing? There's no treat, there's no toy. I don't even get a pet. You just like put on a bathing suit? Like, what the hell?
Frankie's like, I was trying to find a scorpion somewhere. Just bite me. Please.
It's like, just take me. So the table is set up by the pool, and Reza's in the pool, and Nima and Shervin are sitting out there. And Reza's like, you need to tell him what's happening.
Well, okay, so Shervin. So we, you know, there were a lot of growing pains last night. Like, Reza popped off at me a couple of times, and he started calling me bitch, you know, like out loud he was saying. He wasn't just keeping it internal like a monologue, you know. And but you know what, it's okay now, bro, my man, it's okay. But I have not said one word to Goldenessa since I've been here, and I think that we all care a lot about this. Not one word has been spoken between me and Gigi. Wow, what a feud.
Dude, you were not in a relationship with Gigi, you fucking weirdo. And why is everybody so offended at being called a bitch on this show now? It's like, what the hell? Since when? Okay, yeah. Since when? So Shervin's like, listen, my feelings aren't hurt, bro. And he's like, yeah, but I have a soft spot for Gigi. He's like, oh, God, you know what? She gets spooked when she gets close to someone because she doesn't like being vulnerable. Like, don't you guys have a therapist on this show now? Did I really have to come here to say that?
I know. I just want to sit with her and ask her what happened. You know, this is a one-sided beef, and I'm vegan, okay? So Shervin's like, well.
Nemo's really working those interview sessions.
He's really
making the effort this season.
I'm glad he quoted one of those. I'm glad he quoted a tea towel from Marshall's for that one. So Shervin's like, guys, I just want everyone to be supportive because tonight's Mike's birthday dinner, and I just don't want to have any drama whatsoever. Okay, anyway, everyone, I'm gonna get into my 6 foot tall SUV to drive from the pool to the bedroom. Excuse me.
So everybody's getting ready for dinner, and we go to Mike and Paulina, and he's putting on under eye makeup while she dresses him and puts his giant gold necklace around his neck from behind, like he's a king.
I know. And then we see Reza like walks up to Mercedes and goes, oh, damn. Look at your eyeshadow, bitch. Bitch be like wearing shadows in the eyes like I'm being followed by an eyeshadow. An eyeshadow, eyeshadow.
She's like, well, I brought this stuff to hem my pants because per usual, the Hot Mess Express. And then she's like, this is what I missed in all these 35 years. And it's him like, oh my God, your tits are falling out of the side of your shirt.
So, yeah, we get like a very prolonged montage of him just like futzing with her breasts. Oh my God, your booby on the left is stranger than booby on the right. So he's like, so how do you feel about Gigi and Destiny these days? Because like, if we can't get to a place where like, you can't call Goldenessa, or Destiny can't call you, or Nima can't call me, or Mike can't call any of us, or I can't call one of you and then another one of you, or maybe like, I can't call Domino's, but you can call Pizza Hut. Like, I do not know.
And she's like, what are you talking about? You and Nima are okay? And he's like, well, no. But if Nima called me and said he had a flat tire or there was a zombie apocalypse, yeah, I would go get him. And then I would beat him with the tire iron and feed him to a zombie.
And be like, bitch, enjoy. I don't have a good line for it because I'd probably be too scared. I have a restraining order out about any zombies. So then
arrivals to the patio. Where everybody comes out one by one and everyone's like, oh my God, you look amazing.
Yeah, it was a Lisa Rinna moment, but it was more, whereas Lisa Rinna's like, oh my God, go sell! This is more like,
tonight I don't have to drive and the turn up is real. I'll be drinking 1942 on the rocks.
Just basically announcing that he's gonna be as messy as fucking possible. So
yeah, exactly. Watch and Mike is like, oh, so nice of you to invite J-Lo and Cyndi Lauper because Gigi has curls in her hair and Destiny is wearing a little bit of green, you know? And Destiny's like, thank you, boo, because bitch feels good. Bitch feels good.
So then they're served grilled artichokes.
Oh, wait. Can I also just say that it looks beautiful and everyone's like, Sunny, oh my God, this looks great. And Sunny goes, oh, thank you. I mean, it's so simple. It's so simple. Like, you know what, Sunny, shut up. It's not simple, okay? It's not simple. Fake modesty.
Yeah, it's simple when you get to tell everybody else what to do.
So artichokes.
Artichokes. And Nima's like, oh, I don't know how to eat an artichoke. I mean, is there an art to this choke?
I'm in a one-sided beef with artichokes and the artichoke is vegan. Am I right, everyone? So MJ's like, okay, so this is what you do. You pluck it out, okay, and you put it in your mouth. Okay, you put this on your tongue like this. And he goes, oh, my tongue has been in worse places. Am I right? Worse. I'm making a joke, perhaps, about cunnilingus or eating out someone's asshole while you're trying to explain artichokes to me. What a hilarious moment we're having.
And Reza goes, guys, you know what I want to talk about? Lesbian sex!
And London says, oh, okay, well, we should talk about our biggest sexual fantasies,
and it better include at least two of the ladies at this table. Yes, polo. Connie does count.
Well, okay, guys, I'll go because I'm a lesbian and I have a sex fantasy. Okay, everybody. First of all, what's more fluid, me or that pool? Okay, feeling good. Let's get into it. Okay. Here's my fantasy. I'm using my girlfriend. Okay. We're in an Italian restaurant. It has a white tablecloth. There's bottles on the table with olive oil. There's vinegar in a saucer. Mm-hmm. She sashays from left to right. She's wearing a tight dress.
Yeah,
the no lighting. Underwear.
Yeah.
Did I mention Edison bulbs. Olive oil?
Yeah, there's Edison bulbs. I look briefly at my phone just to confirm. The Yelp reviews are at a solid 4.5 stars with 867 reviews. And just to make sure I'm okay, I go to Zagat's and I find out that this restaurant has quote-unquote nice ambiance and quote-unquote lovely olive oil, but quote-unquote don't forget to try the quote-unquote vinegar. Mm-hmm.
As we sit down, my fingertips graze her thigh, and I think, I charged the Tesla yesterday. It has 160 miles. I've only driven 40, but it was sitting out all night. Are we going to be stuck here without a car?
I wonder to myself, will there be ciabatta or will there be focaccia? As my heart starts to race at the thought of either one.
This is a porno, bitch!
this be like the most porno bitch thing that I've ever seen porno's bitch be like.
So London goes, well, the rest of the fantasy goes, I'm grazing her thighs up and down, whispering focaccia into her ears.
Whoa, is this a sex fantasy or a Fellini film?
When can we get to the scissoring? So then they start showing, then they start like doing this weird, they start doing like a black and white effect to make it look like a Fellini film sort of, and they're showing footage, they just show footage of turtles having sex in black and white. I'm like, can we get Mike's fantasy out of here for a second?
So funny. And so London goes, and then the waiter comes, and Brad goes, the waiter! You can't have new characters we don't know about, bitch!
Bitch, this is bad storytelling!
He was like, that was the most unsexy fantasy of all time.
I thought she was going to talk about nipple clamps and squirting!
And strap-ons! And watching Ellen and reading poetry with strap-ons on!
I'm like, that is like the male version of the lesbian fantasy, right? So then MJ's like, guys, mine is one word, and it's very disturbing. It's very, very simple. Tempur-Pedic. I mean, gangbang.
And Paulina goes, oh my god, that was mine. That was mine.
At which point, Reza just flings himself out of his chair onto the food, and he's like, ah, my Valentino.
So Reza has to go change his clothes because he's soiled his. And MJ's like, yeah, like a football team. Like a lot.
Yeah. So now they're back and they're talking about horses. And MJ is like telling the girl, like she's talking to Horse with Destiny. And she's like, oh, so you guys are good now? You guys are good? And she goes, well, you know what? I missed out on a lot of stuff last year that I'm never going to get back. You know, I had a baby. I'm never going to be able to have that twice. I'm never going to be able to rewind the clock. And of course, Gigi is, you know, very hostile and responds by saying, well, how does that affect this situation? I'm wondering about the actual situation we're talking about, not about your baby or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, so you missed out on that time, but not the actual situation. So what are you upset about? She's like, I'm saying I had a baby and I won't have that twice or be able to rewind the clock. How does that relate? How does that relate? You know what? I'm sorry with what you went through, but like, this is the situation, okay?
And MJ's like, well, I'm in the middle of talking about my feelings. And so Gigi goes, oh, so you went into some victim role all of a sudden, says Gigi, truly the biggest victim we've ever seen on this show. Next to Reza, yes. Next to Mike, next to MJ, next to, okay, everyone.
Yeah, so she says that she was into it with Destiny and Ali Ashouri last year and in trying to bring Reza and Adam down, but then she tried to throw Destiny under the bus and blame everything on her. To which I say, which I already said last year, but have to clarify because it's a new year, who cares? Adam was doing that stuff. Ali Ashouri was accusing him of doing that stuff. And Destiny and Mike are the ones who brought it up on camera, period. Since you can blame MJ for telling them to, but who cares? They're still the ones who did it. What are they, robots?
And since when does Gigi care so much about Destiny getting thrown under the bus about anything? Gigi spent a chunk of last season, I believe, being mad at Destiny for no good reason. Or maybe it was the season before. Either way. Like, since when does Gigi ever care about that? The only reason why she is claiming to care so much about Destiny being thrown under the bus is because she just wants an excuse to hate MJ.
Yes. So she's like, why don't we just talk about your situation then? She's like, I'm trying to. She's like, victim. And MJ's like, why are you being hostile? Okay. Yeah. What is going on? You just keep saying fuck over and over, and that kind of makes it sound hostile. She goes, oh, because I'm saying fuck? Well, fuck. Fuck. There you go. Fuck.
Yeah.
Just to anyone who thinks Gigi's changed a whole lot. Okay.
Exactly.
She's not doing it with a knife in her hand. So that's a step forward, but.
Yeah, and MJ says, well, it's your attitude that's being negative. And Gigi responds by saying, well, at least it's not my actions. And MJ says, okay, you're perfect. You're perfect. So basically nothing is resolved. So then, like, guys, guess what? There's some entertainment coming out. So act surprised and spread the love. So then a fire eater comes out, which prompts Destiny to give us some good old fashioned voy.
Yeah, and Destiny and Nima are just like throwing out the jokes the whole time. This poor fire twirler is trying to perform. She's like, good gag reflexes. And Nima's like, I can't do that. I burn myself with a steamer.
He goes, oh my God. Oh my God. And MJ whispers to someone, goes, this is what Nima sounds like when he's having sex. Oh my God. Oh my God.
So he's done, which is kind of like the weirdest entertainment ever. It's like, okay, yeah. He's done. He leaves. So then Mike comes out, or Kate comes out. Mike's like, oh, look, happy birthday to me. And then it's the saddest happy birthday song ever.
I know.
Everyone's just like, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Even I can't get into it. Happy birthday.
Mike's like, okay, Paulina, stand up with me because I have to give a speech. I want to relish in this. I love you all, okay? And Paulina, thank you for being my partner. I learned so much this year. There were struggles, and I learned that honesty is the best policy. So I want to take this time to apologize. I wasn't honest. I wasn't honest to the girls by the pool who said, do you want to fuck? And I said, I don't have a phone. I have a phone. And I want to apologize to Nima for saying I would never eat Thai food in this car when I actually left some satay tofu under the seat. If you're wondering why it smells, sorry, bro.
Bro, my dude, bro. Listen, some of you were involved in a situation. It had to do with me and Paulina. I partook in inappropriate text messages with a female. I partook in inappropriate text. I texted some other girls, okay? And I tried to lie to you guys because I was trying to save face. Because look at my face. Isn't this the face you'd want to save? Isn't this a bit of a face, right?
So, maybe, but she's bored with it.
Maybe it's Michaeline, you know? But I fucked up. And this was a moment of weakness. And I did something I shouldn't have done. And I almost lost the most important person in my life. But luckily, she's pathetic enough to stay with me, despite all that, you know? So I felt like shit the past couple of days because I was holding it in. And it was fucking eating me alive. Well, also, I was also eating myself alive. There was a lot of good food out there yesterday, you know? So I want to apologize.
Don't get Thai food on your arm. Don't get Thai food on your arm. You will start to eat it. I'm telling you. I'm warning you now, everybody, as my friends.
I'm telling you right now, okay? And, you know, I wasn't being honest, and I want to apologize. And I'm glad that we've worked it out and overcome it. Because the truth is that if you give a speech like this and you put a tone, you know, tonally speak like this and have an inflection like this and sort of pause after every sentence, it shows that you're a changed person. So yeah. I promise it won't happen again.
And Gigi's all mad. She's just like looking in her makeup mirror, pretending that she's like redoing her makeup through the whole speech. And he's like, yeah, you know, some of you, you know, you were involved in another situation that had to do with me and Paulina. And you're going to love Gigi. You're going to love this. And you know what, Gigi? Keep those smiles, baby. Keep smiling, because I'm going to drop something on you right now. Because there's a snake in this group and he's trying to ruin my relationship with Paulina. It's like, oh, God, you're snakes. The yeah. one ruining your relationship with Paulina, first of all. And Paulina, what the fuck? Paulina's just sitting there like,
Exactly. That's exactly right. So the cliffhanger is, who is the other person and who is the snake? I mean, I'm assuming it's Reza, but then it also sort of sounds like there may have been a threesome of some sort. I'm not sure, but I don't know who in that group would partake in that threesome.
Well, here it sounds like he's about to blame Gigi, but then the previews are all Reza going, how is this my fault? So yeah. I'm guessing it's Reza as usual.
Yeah, Reza probably did something. Yeah. You know, it's the way these seasons go. So we'll have to wait till next week for that cliffhanger to resolve itself. In the meantime, tomorrow we are back with Real Housewives of New York. And if you're looking for Below Deck Sailing, this week it's just going to be part of this bonus episode where we're just going to talk Below Deck Sailing, Top Chef, and Married to Medicine. So if you want to listen to that, it's going to be at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. But we'll have Below Deck. Below Deck will be back next week, but just this week, because of Memorial Day weekend, we just are not going to kill ourselves over cramming in every single recap. So that's the news, guys, and we'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye. Bye-bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony. Junie, she's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
In the Hizzy with Jay Hizzy.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
We're a fan of Michael Lamb.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.